Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
8:40 on this Wednesday morning, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and it really kicks off the holiday season, and they are in the holiday spirit over at McLaren Port Huron. In fact, I drove by the other night and noticed that from the outside it's all lit up, and the hospital just looks beautiful, and it's going to look even more beautiful with all those trees. It's the Festival of Trees. Jamie Geyer is here from the McLaren Port Huron Foundation. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Paul.
This will be a lot like last year's festival, right?
It will.
It used to be the Festival of Trees would kick off with a big preview, gala, celebration, big fun party, and then all weekend people could come to see the trees. But just for one weekend, and then it's over. But now it's kind of expanded a little bit.
It is. You know, we had to kind of pivot last year to find out how we could still bring the Festival of Trees to the community in a safe way. So we did a tree display in our south lobby, and the community was amazing, really embraced it. And, you know, this year we're unfortunately in the same boat. How can we still serve the community safely?
Right.
And we thought, let's do the same thing, but how can we expand upon it? So we will have our tree display like we did last year in the south lobby. And we actually have a couple small tree displays in our other lobbies, in our KCI Cancer Center lobby, and also over in our north lobby. And those trees specifically, I just want to touch on, there's 8 trees, and those are going to be raffled off just to our employees. We're putting all of our employees kind of in a hat, and just want to say thank you for all that they do, not only for the hospital, but for the community. So we've got those trees set aside just for them. But then we've got our 17 trees in the south lobby, and new this year, we have 10 trees in our storefronts in downtown Port Huron. So those two groups of trees will be available for raffle like always.
That is really cool. I think especially being expanded downtown gives people an opportunity to either stroll or drive through and take a look. By the way, even at the hospital, you can drive past and see all of them in the windows, or you could park and get out and walk along the sidewalk, right?
Absolutely. Either way, so there's a great sidewalk there, but the drive is perfect for it, so you can drive through and view all the beautiful trees. And in a couple of weeks, Dr. McDonald will have his infamous train display up as well.
We love
that. So you'll be able to catch both of those things. But we're so grateful to the downtown to kind of embrace this as well and to be able to put our tree displays in some of their windows. So it really gives everybody an opportunity while they're down there for the holidays.
Well, with that and then the light display over in Pine Grove Park, I mean, you can really make a nice evening of it.
Yes.
Yeah, that is really cool. So you're going to be raffling off the trees, and tell us a little bit more about how the raffle works.
Yep. So we will, starting today, raffle tickets will be available on our website, mclaren.org/phfestival. All tickets are $1. So for the 27 trees, you'll have an opportunity to purchase a raffle ticket. And also we have 5 raffle packages this year we're really excited about. We've got gas cards and lotto tickets. We've got an iPad and AirPods. We have a Blackstone grill with all the accessories, an Xbox, and kind of a Santa's toy box with something for all kids, Legos and books and games and Barbies and you name it. We've got it in there. So the raffle packages, we're going to announce all the winners just before Christmas, and they'll be able to pick those up for Christmas gifts. But the trees will remain on display until the new year. So we'll wrap those up after the new year for delivery, and they'll just be in storage for a little while.
How do people get raffle tickets or find out what is being raffled off?
Yep, right on that website, mclaren.org/phfestival. You'll be able to see the list of all the trees and purchase tickets through there.
Of course, the reason you do all this and have done this for many, many years is to raise money for the hospital foundation, right?
Absolutely. And this year we are helping the Women's Wellness Place, Damashke Women's Wellness Place. They are working on a project for 3D imaging, breast imaging, and biopsies. And so they've got about a $350,000 project, and we're committing $200,000 over the next couple of months to raise for that project, but brings all of our imaging up to 3D. There's an upright biopsy system that we don't currently have that is less compression, less x-ray for patients, And some patients that need that specific type of procedure, we have to send outside of the system right now. So we're thrilled to be able to bring that technology right here to keep our patients local for those diagnostics.
When you think about it, over the years, all the money that's been raised at the Festival of Trees for all these great things that the hospital offers, it's amazing.
We are so thrilled to be able to give back and continue, you know, growing our healthcare right here at home.
Well, and hats off to the foundation for coming up with a way to have a Festival of Trees in these difficult times when you can't have it in the same way that we used to do it.
If it's one thing, we always say that, you know, we kind of roll with the punches and we figure it out. So we wouldn't want to be able to, you know, completely take away the festival from the community. It's such a long-standing tradition. This is our 33rd year.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do what we could in the best way.
Well, good for you. Thanks for telling us about it, Jamie. Appreciate it very much. And again, people can start looking at those trees all through the holiday season.
Yep, they are lit and ready to go, and they'll be up through the new year.
Cool.
Thanks
for telling us about it. Jamie Geyer with us on WPHM. Let's take a look at our news headlines with Caleb Gordon right now on WPHM.